On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Memorial Day weekend is coming up. It's the official kickoff till summer. And then after that, next week, I think a lot of the schools are out next week for the summer.
Done, son.
Yeah, done for the summer. Now, we have Frog. My wife was telling me, he's seven, we have him in camp.
Oh, good.
Just about every week. Now, did you do this with Ralphie?
Oh, I put him in every kind of camp.
Yeah. We're doing the same thing. We have camp every week but one throughout the entire summer before he goes back to school.
Nice.
Just to keep him busy.
Yeah.
One, we have to retake the bicycle camp.
Is that one? I wish I knew the name of it because I love that camp. Is it, so you can, they do kayaking, bicycles, they go hiking. It's like four things, right, in one day?
Yeah, but this is our second go around. It's a little embarrassing for us. We went first time in the first bicycle camp. Didn't take, okay? He did learn to ride. He could keep it straight up and whatever, but I don't know what the hell happened. He took a little time off from riding the bicycle after the camp and forgot everything.
I hate to tell you this, but, you know, I know of a three-year-old that can kick his ass on the bicycle.
You're telling me? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. That's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, I saw a little three-year-old, not going to name names, but
I've never, and you know, here's part of the problem. He doesn't care. He doesn't care to ride the bike. I've never seen a kid that's 7 years old that is not attracted to being able to ride a bicycle.
Well, he probably, I mean, my kid only because the other kids in the neighborhood were on their bikes. So
It was like a pressure situation.
Yeah, you got to. So he must not be around any other little kids that have bikes in the neighborhood.
You see a few.
Yeah.
Probably nothing like your neighborhood.
Yeah, because in the cul-de-sac, they were all on bikes. So you had to be on a bike.
I loved bicycles. I mean, but it was our mode of transportation, you know? But he doesn't see it that way at all. He couldn't care less about that bicycle. But we are in camp.
Hey, do this. Let's traumatize him a little bit, you know? Go, you know, there's a three-year-old that can ride her bike.
We've got videos.
Show them the videos of little Debbie.
I would think the pressure of just being at school with other kids that bring bicycles to school, that would be enough to make you want to do it.
Yeah, do a lot
of
the kids bring their bikes to school?
Some do, yeah.
Did you let him fall?
No.
I mean, maybe it's on you.
No, there's no injury. There's nothing like that.
He hasn't fallen and scraped a knee?
No, he's not ridden enough to do that.
Right.
The only time he's ever ridden one that I know of without me holding it, and I guess that's what you're talking about. I've done that in the grass with him before, but you can't get any traction in the grass.
What about you learn training on wheels? Did you put those on
we
there?
We did training wheels. Mm. He just does not take to it. He's weird.
Because he's not weird.
That
don't
is weird to me.
Weird.
That's weird.
He's built different is what you say these days.
Oh, you can't say weird?
No.
My kid's weird?
No, he's built different.
My kid's built different. He's in fear of a bicycle.
Right.
He's got two wheels.
Because I will tell you, I fell off a skateboard once and it's a life changer. You don't really want to get back on that skateboard again. So I didn't know if he had a traumatic fall.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking maybe something happened with a bicycle. I not that I know of, though.
Or did he learn the luxury of one of those little cars with the battery?
Oh. Yes.
Where you don't have to put any effort into it and you just push the gas?
Still rides it.
Yeah, see?
That thing is built for a three-year-old. He's seven. He still rides it.
Yeah.
He loves that car.
Well, yeah, they're driving.
Yeah. They got a sense of freedom. Yeah, they leave dad in the dust.
Yeah, do you blame them? I mean, they're in a car.
Yeah. Maybe that's ruined it for the bicycle era.
I know that we had a moment where we had to get back on the bike because my son was in his Jeep and that was life. He loved that
thing. You have to afford, like, even with little Debbie, she just got a new Jeep for her birthday and it's all she wants to do.
Yeah.
And I told her one day, I was like, listen, the Jeep's out of service. It's in the shop.
Oh, nice.
It can't drive. So I unhooked the battery so it wouldn't even turn on.
Oh, that's
good. I was
like,
they're fixing. They're going to come fix it. So she got on her bike. But that's the only way I could do it.
But I bet that's what happened. Because they were like, why would I even pedal when I can push a gas?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I have a radio in it.
Yeah.
For the second go around, it's going to cost about $300 to go back to bicycle. Here we go.
Oh, my God. not. It is expensive. Those camps are expensive. Well, it is. Oh, and didn't you have your pizza party last night?
I did.
Do you want to tell everybody about that one?
You know, let me tell you. I feel a little bit.
Why are you like kind of whispering?
Well, because I don't want to say anything bad because we've signed up for a golf.
You told
kids
me
membership.
You've never met that many snotty people in your life.
I said golf has a lot of snotty people. I didn't say it was last night. It just so happened we were talking about the pizza party when I made the comment that there are some snotty people in golf.
Yeah, okay? Right, yeah.
I didn't say it was last night, Jamie. Are you trying to get me for that wide open comment?
Kind of, yeah. I'm going back to that.
That wide open.
That wide open. Jamie's a whore.
So, no, it's just I found it because we signed up. And I feel a little bit snookered, okay? Because you sign up and it's like $500. And it's like six. Now, this is the first.
This is for golf.
First layout, the schedule and everything that you get when you sign up. It's on a website. So we go ahead and sign up. It's like 6 weeks. Now, 6 weeks for $500 is kind of expensive.
It is expensive.
$100 every time you go out there with a seven-year-old.
Right.
How much is he going to learn? Come on. And then, turns out, one of the weeks, which was last night, of the six, is a friggin' pizza party.
It's not even any golf.
I paid $100 for a pizza party.
For one kid.
You know how many pieces of pizza he ate? Because I counted every one of them. Three.
Nice.
$33 a slice. I left there pissed.
Now, what made you think everybody was snotty there?
Nobody would talk to us.
Oh,
no.
Did you have flops on?
Well, you know, I come in as the older dad.
Yeah.
And some eyes grandpa.
Yeah.
And I did have socks and flops, but that's not so bad at a golf course because it just shows that maybe you changed your golf shoes.
Yeah, but this was a kid's pizza party.
But it was a kid's pizza party. So I don't know what I did
your
wrong.
Your footwear says I gave up.
Yeah. I don't know what I did wrong. I just think it's a little hoity-toity.
Yeah.
That's all, you know. I think you have there was a lot of Range Rovers, BMWs, a couple of Mercedes in the parking lot. Then here I come with my Toyota.
And it's all dented.
Frog, smoking.
Yeah.
Using about a quarter oil a day.
Yeah.
I could see where I stick out, I guess.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.